This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The Johns Hopkins University Resource Center reports there are more than 84 million global COVID-19 cases. The United States continues to have more cases than any place else in the world, with more than 20 million infections, approximately one-fourth of the world's cases. India records the second highest toll, followed by Brazil. British health officials are reactivating emergency hospitals that were built at the start of the pandemic as the country struggles to cope with the spread of a more infectious variant of the coronavirus. British health officials say the spike in new cases is the result of the new variant of the coronavirus, which is more contagious. The new strain has led to renewed lockdowns in Britain, as well as global travel restrictions on travelers from Britain. France has the highest COVID-19 case count in Western Europe, with more than 2.6 million. French officials say several hundred French police on Saturday shut down an illegal rave party in northwestern France that had been underway since New Year's Eve in defiance of a curfew and coronavirus restrictions on large gatherings. In China, two major airports in the country's northeast are requiring departing passengers to show a negative test result before they can board their planes. Zimbabwe extended a nationwide curfew, banned gatherings, and ordered non-essential businesses closed for a month on Saturday in an effort to curb a surge in coronavirus infections there. The country's vice president, who's also a health minister, says some of the tighter restrictions were effective immediately and included a 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew and a ban on intercity travel. Starting Tuesday, non-essential businesses will also be suspended. You can follow this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A growing number of Republican lawmakers are joining U.S. President Donald Trump's effort to overturn the presidential election, pledging to reject the results when Congress meets on Wednesday to count the Electoral College votes and certify President-elect Joe Biden's win. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas on Saturday announced a coalition of 11 senators who have been enlisted for Trump's effort to subvert the will of the American voters. Trump's refusal to accept his defeat is tearing the party apart as Republicans are forced to make consequential choices that will set the contours of the post-Trump era. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has urged his party not to try to overturn what nonpartisan election officials have concluded was a free and fair vote. Thousands of Israelis protested against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Saturday, demanding that the long-serving leader resign over corruption charges against him. The demonstrators crowded a Jerusalem square near Netanyahu's official residence, where they've gathered for months to call for his resignation. Netanyahu denies wrongdoing in the fraud and breach of trust charges. His trial is set to begin evidentiary hearings in the coming weeks. Israel is set to hold its fourth national election in 2 years in March, in what will likely be another referendum on Netanyahu's time in office. Authorities in Niger say gunmen killed a significant number of civilians in Niger on Saturday in the latest attack to rock at the landlocked Sahel nation's troubled western region. A local official said many civilians were killed in the attack on a village near the Mali border, but did not give details. The attack came on the same day election officials announced results for the first round of Niger's presidential vote that put ruling party candidate and former government minister Mohamed Bazoum in the clear lead, with a runoff election set for next month. French authorities say two French soldiers were killed when their vehicle hit an improvised explosive device in northeastern Mali on Saturday, just days after three others died in similar fashion. According to the army, the latest deaths bring to 50 the number of French soldiers killed in Mali since France first intervened militarily in January 2013 to help drive back Islamist jihadists who had overrun parts of the West African country. The Al-Qaeda-linked group to support Islam and Muslims has claimed responsibility for the earlier attack that killed three French soldiers. Those deaths were also due to an army vehicle hitting an explosive device. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and from Washington, you're listening to VOA News.